This is the shipyard where many of the country's warships were built. It was located on an island in the middle of Stockholm. Can you see the castle in the background? That's where the king stayed. He lived so close that he could practically watch Vasa being built from his window. My family, on the other hand, lived a bit outside the town center, close to the church, at the far left in the picture. We had a little wooden house with grass on the roof, and we had a pig and some chickens. Every morning I had to walk all the way into town and then on to my job. In the beginning, I mostly had to help carry things and run errands. But as time went on, the jobs I had to do got harder and harder. Every little bit of money I earned was really needed, since Father wasn't at home. Have you found Vasa yet? She's the half-finished ship on the shipway, next to the big building. Next to it is Vasa's sister ship, Eplet, which isn't as far along. Here, carpenters worked to shape the wood to the right size. They used axes and saws and could actually bend the wood by heating it over a fire. Can you see the small fires? Like the ones behind the Vasa and Eplet where they're doing just that. When the wood is dampened and heated, it gets soft. But you have to be quick to bend it before it cools down. The smell of wood and fire was everywhere in the shipyard. In the winter, I usually got really cold working outside. But then I used to sneak into the big smithy to warm my frozen fingers. It was the biggest building on the whole island. The windmills on the roof drove the bellows inside the building. They blew air onto the forge where the blacksmiths worked. Inside the smithy, it was always hot and smoky. It was incredibly noisy from all the hammering. I could never get enough of seeing the hard, grey iron heat up and get red hot. The blacksmiths then turned it into nails, bolts, hinges, anchors, and other things needed for the ship. They made it look easy, but it was tough work. But among all the noise, you could sometimes hear a rattling from inside the smithy. It took a while before I dared follow the sound to learn what it was. And it turned out that the sound came from heavy iron chains attached to men's feet. They were prisoners being forced to work hard inside. I saw that they were all sooty and sweaty from the exertion. Someone told me that this was punishment for the men trying to get out of going to war. Oh, how awful to be trapped in chains and not have your freedom, I thought. If you walked from the smithy across the courtyard, you came to the carver's workshop in the buildings on the far right. They were the ones who made all the beautiful sculptures on the ship. The German, Morten Rettmal, was the best one. He made the big lion that ended up at the front of the Vasa. The shipyard was really an exciting place. As a young, poor boy, it was like a whole new world opening up for me. There were so many people from different countries working there. You could hear German and Dutch and Finnish, Sami and other languages I don't even know the names of. It's amazing that we could build ships together, even though we didn't speak the same language.